The Boys of 76, a play in one act by John Ladd. Tom. Tom. You awake? I am, John. Why don't you join me? Sure, I'll be right there. Please, have a seat. After all these years, I'm still trying to get used to the way that time passes. Anyway, so what's up? What's on your mind? You've been watching what's been going on down there? How can I not? Disturbing. Of course it is. How about you? I am, to say the least, bothered. Very bothered. I feel like they're undermining our grand design. That's being kind. What? Your choice of words. Undermining. How would you describe it? With a word somewhere between abusing and destroying. Corrupting? Debasing? Desecrating. Yes, desecrating. What we gave them. This beautifully splendid opportunity. Almost a birthing. A child brought into the world. Your child that you brought into the political world. Our child, John. Yes, our child. They are desecrating our child. The child that all of us created. We did. They are. And such, what they are bringing down upon themselves is almost biblical in nature. You are referring to the plagues? Indeed, but specifically the plagues. The plagues of these United States of America. Distrust, dissension, greed, intolerance, mayhem, violence, hatred. John, maybe. Here's a thought. That part in the Declaration that extols life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? What? What about it? Well, maybe it should have been presented the other way. Sort of in reverse. Maybe they should have been told what to avoid. Like. So, instead of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, how about wording that told them to avoid death, confinement, and the pursuit of revenge? You know, seeing as we have the vantage point of eternity, maybe you're right. Maybe, historically, they would have had a better time of it if we had spurred them to work at avoiding the pitfalls. Then again, maybe they just can't handle the freedom. Which puts them where? Huddled down in small-mindedness? Maybe. What you just said would, could, possibly mean that they have so much freedom, so much information, and freedom of thought, that instead of it all making them have open-mindedness, just the opposite is happening. Closed-mindedness. Resentful. Ungrateful. Itching for a fight. Of course, maybe we shouldn't have put those lines in there about the government becoming destructive, and we unwittingly went on to tell them that they had the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and institute new government. Do you really think that they're that smart? They all don't have to be very smart at all, just a few of them. Like the few of us. Yeah, exactly. Wow, what a mess. But you know, they have a way out. You mean? Yes, all they have to do is go back to what we created, back to the Declaration itself. Well, that's the solution. But in the meantime, they still have this mess. Speaking of a mess, the successor-in-chief is going to be having a press conference before long. You hungry? I suppose, sure. All right, I'll make a deal with you. Like what? I will make us breakfast, if you... Should I not like where this is all going? No, it's a small little thing between old friends. John, are you going to tell me? I will make us breakfast, if you break out one or two of those bottles of Chateaubriand you've stockpiled. That's it? Yep, that's it. Done deal. I'll get the wine. I'll get cooking.